If the chamber's door is even a little ajar, what then can prevent God from stealing in? Who prevent his kiss on the sleeping soul? This chamber's door that we open every Tuesday and every Friday to allow the new music to descend. How many of you have come for the first time? Many of you come every week. And yet, we know each other. We all know each other from lives past. Otherwise, she would not have brought us here. The Lord is present in each soul. And that presence of the Lord is present in this collective soul as well. And so when we do the Om, we open to that supernal power that descends down into the group soul, and things change. Today, I recorded the Mother on Savitri. In the evening, just before the Om choir, interviewed Dr. Sampadananda Mishra on Sri Aurobindo and Sanskrit. Really, really talk. You know, there is so much in Sri Aurobindo. It doesn't matter what field, if you're a scientist, if you're a poet, if you're a Sanskrit scholar, if you're a linguist, if you are interested in the political field, he has written on all of this. And I pray to him always and to the Mother to be with us physically in this room for every Om choir. And I know they are here. Come with that aspiration, with that love, with that offering and that devotion, and the new music will descend. No, 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 on how we can shade or color each vowel. Just think it and form it with your lips. So nice, round, full no, because that is the O of our Om. And when we sing the Om, remember to close down. So it's not just O and nothing else. It's Om. No, 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 no. No. Let's try it. Ha, 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 ha. And now let's try it on pitch. Bum, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. much better. And more sound, too, with no more effort. Spend some time on tuning our usual beginning. Catching the note, but they'll get it. Oh. more challenging now.
Oh,
good full sound. Don't breathe the same time as the person next to you, and there won't be any discontinuity in the sound. So you take a breath at a different time. Sweetness was Sri Aurobindo's favorite word, and it was Shakespeare's favorite word.
Complete brilliance on the divine. Tamasya there is, but only one, the attitude of perfect nirbhava, which is the great secret of the most perfect kind of sadhana. Nirbhava means reliance on the divine, whatever the condition or the difficulties. Nirbhava, when all is going well, does not mean much. It is a poise one has to take, and you can grow into it.
Each week I say the same thing to all, especially new people. Anyone can begin, and there are no wrong notes. All is our collective aspiration for the descent of a transformative music, a new music never on the earth before.
Thank you.
call on the inner surrender is trust and confidence in the divine. One takes the attitude, I want the divine and nothing else. I want to give myself entirely to him, and since my soul wants that, it cannot be but that I shall meet and realize him. I ask nothing but that, and his action in me to bring me to him. His action secret or open, veiled or manifest. I do not insist on my own time and way. Let him do all in his own time and way. I shall believe in him, accept his will, aspire steadily for his life and presence and joy, go through all difficulty and delay, relying on him and never giving up.
Oh.
The truth is something living, moving, expressing itself at each second. And it is one way of approaching the Supreme, each one has his way of approaching the Supreme. There are perhaps some who are able to approach him from all sides at the same time. But there are those who approach through love, those who approach through power, those who approach through consciousness, and those who approach through truth. But each of these aspects is as absolute, imperative, and undefinable as the Supreme Lord Himself is. The Supreme Lord is absolute, imperative, and undefinable, unsizable in His action, and His attributes have this same quality.
Oh.
last greeting, after which, when we stand, I ask each of you to invoke the Divine Presence in silence, in love, and in devotion, and in gratitude, that we may be together in the light.
If we are to be subject only to the Supreme Truth, we must discard the idea that our mental or moral laws are binding on the infinite, or that there can be anything sacrosanct, absolute, or eternal, even in the highest of our existing standards of conduct. To form higher and higher temporary standards as long as they are needed is to serve the Divine in His world march. To erect rigidly an absolute standard is to attempt the erection of a barrier against the eternal water in their own flow. Once the nature-bound soul realizes this truth, it is delivered from the duality of good and evil.